This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Life-saving aid distributions to millions in Afghanistan have been scaled up, but much more is needed before winter comes, UN humanitarians said on Wednesday. 3 weeks since a major international appeal for funds to help nearly 11 million of the most vulnerable by the end of the year, only around a third of what's required has been received, said UN Humanitarian Coordinating Office OCHA. Supporting the call for urgent assistance, the head of the World Food Programme in Afghanistan, Mary Ellen McGroty, said that Afghanistan was on borrowed time. In my long career with WFP, I've never before seen a crisis unfold at this pace and scale, she said, adding that Afghans faced a new depth of destitution as drought and the economic crisis drives up food and fuel prices. Well before the Taliban takeover on the 15th of August, Afghanistan's humanitarian situation was already one of the worst in the world. According to OCHA, nearly half of the population, some 18.4 million people, needed humanitarian assistance at the start of the year. Conflict and insecurity have displaced nearly 700,000 people so far this year, with more than 3.5 million Afghans uprooted by conflict in total. The number of weekly COVID-19 cases and deaths has continued to decline globally, with over 3 million new cases and just over 54,000 new deaths reported in the last week, according to the World Health Organization. Compared to the previous week, this is a 9% decrease in cases, while deaths remain similar, the WHO said in its weekly epidemiological update. All regions reported a decline in the number of new cases this week, apart from Europe, which remained similar to the week before. The largest decrease in new weekly cases was reported in Africa, followed by the Eastern Mediterranean, Southeast Asia, the Americas, and the Western Pacific. The number of confirmed cases reported globally is now over 234 million, and deaths are just under 4.8 million. A full commitment to achieving peace in Yemen remains crucially important, the new UN Special Envoy to the country has said on his first visit there. Hans Grundberg met with Prime Minister Maim Abdulmak Said in the interim capital Aden on Tuesday. They discussed political developments and the significance of the Riyadh Agreement for achieving stability, delivering basic services and securing the economy, the UN mission in Yemen said in a tweet. The Riyadh Agreement, signed in November 2019, ended the fighting between forces loyal to the Yemen government and southern separatists. Mr. Grundberg also met with Aidarus al-Zubaydi, head of the Southern Transitional Council, his office said. The UN envoy's visit comes amid an escalation in fighting around the northern city of Marib, which mainly Houthi opposition forces have been trying for months to capture from government forces. On Sunday, reported missile strikes in central Marib left 2 children dead and 24 people injured. A day earlier in Aden, 4 non-combatants died, including 1 child. Katie Dartford, UN News.